one point was mentioned last time, is when you eat together on the table, you have to have a hekker between the husband and wife. What happens, you're eating fleishik, she is eating milcheks. So we mentioned that when we went basa b'chalav, but mice, when you eat basa b'chalav, she's basa your chalav, the halacha is you need a hekker. When you need her, either one. And when you need a lechor, you have to do different. What you always do, do you need two akarim or one hekker is enough? And mice, that happens to me sometimes, mice, you need two akarim, mitzad, basa b'chalav, mitzad, nido, or one hekker is enough. It really depends what the reason why, by when you eat on the table, you need a hekker for. Is the reason because Hashem is going to come to eat from the other person's plate? So just like with basa b'chalav, you have a hekker, you're not going to come to the other person's plate. The same hekker should help also from nido. But if the yisoid is mitzad chiba, that you're eating together, and you have to do different than what you always do, every time you have basa b'chalav, you always have a hekker. So mitzad nido, you have to come on to have two hekkerim. It's interesting, Shiloh really... What? You have to do something that's different. I always have it when I have basa b'chalav. Let's say every night.
That's hekker, but if you're saying the chibas that they're eating together.
I am eating together. They are 100% they're eating together, just I cannot take them a plate.
That's called there's a separation between
them. No. The Maisi one of us says Machl depends upon Machl you showed him these two reasons.
Do you have to do the same hekker every single time you basa b'chalav in order to get another hekker?
No, you can do the same one. The hekker is no, you can have the same you can have the same hekker, or you can have different hekker, whatever you want. But here, the Maisa, you have a hekker not to eat. You have to have something different. You have to have a hekker. Yeah, so the Vazan wants to say Machlok upon the Rishonim what the reason is. The Maisa, all the Pesach Mirah Vazan and his Mekel, or Moshe's Mekel, they say one hekker is enough. Either they want to say because the Ikka reason to come to eat from the person's plate, or they want to say it's Machlok in a Pesach, and therefore served up on Lahakal, or different swaths. But the Maisa, the Pesach Mirah Mekel, when you have possible Chalav, one hekker is enough. And I didn't see any safe for the Maisa to be Machmer. When I get to us holding my Sefei. Fine. And so I said any safer, I didn't say this, that said to be Machmer. We're holding my Sefei. Sefei Be'ezeker has three different lochas. It starts with the loch of can you sit on her bed or lie in her bed. And betzim, there are four different cases. The question is, can you sit on her bed? One case. The second case, can you lie on her bed? The third case, can she sit on your bed? The fourth case, can she lie on your bed? Now, there is a posture difference. By him on her bed, the loch is even shloi b'fonav, very clear among the poskim. And her on his bed is dafka b'fonav. Dafka b'fonav. And the mice, again, there are four different cases. Again, by her, it's dafka, even shloi b'fonav, dafka b'fonav. La loch, what comes out, this is very bekitzer, there are four sheets among the poskim. Maisa, the Shach says dafka to sleep on her bed is also. The other three cases are mutter. The Torah Shlomo says no, he cannot sleep or sit on her bed. The other two cases are mutter. The Taz says that three cases are also. Only for her to sit on her bed is Maisa is mutter. And the Achachmas Adam asks all four cases. So Maisa, we have four cases, four different sheets. The Lachol Maisa. That Hog, as far as I know, is like the third sheet is in between. With Machman three, that means he cannot sleep or sit on her bed. Whether before or shloim before of, and that she cannot lie on his bed before of shloim. However, shloim before of is mutter kol hadayis, and sitting on her on his bed is also mutter. Again, she the halacha is dafka b'fonav. That means shloi b'fonav. She is always mutter across the board. He is even shloi b'fonav. Now the halacha is he we pass machmer on lying and sleeping, lying the same thing, lying and sitting, and she was saying only lying will be machmer, sitting will be mutter. That's the hanoga like the taz. The hanoga come on all the pesach we all is like the taz. Now come on the pesach tshuva and it brings down sleeping b'fonav, sitting b'fonav is mutter. We go like the taz, yeah. Sitting b'fonav is mutter.
For her.
Yes. Well, she just passed like the Taz. The Chita, one of the Taz holds, as the words are here. Fine. Now this halacha, the Pesachu bin Nam Chachmas Adam, he says that Dafka, if she is Be'ir, Shloi Be'ir is Mota. Now, Maisa, the Chachmas Adam are going Dafka and Mechabit's words on the case of sitting, not a case of sleeping. So those who are Mechabit between sleeping and sitting. The Maisa, there is a Shal, what about sleeping? First, second case, she goes Shloi Be'ir. Sleeping. Can you sleep in her bed? So the Isra of Kivayegan Ksavyad, that's called here, show me, that says that he cannot sleep even Shloi Be'ir. Why is Shash Azel Vatola? Therefore, it's also. Namitzad, you may be the Be'il. My, she's not around. The different kivagil meister says also the meister post coming down the das Torah and the das kedushin of the meister they are makel when she's not in the city even when she's sleeping. The chachmas adam says even sitting also makel when she's not in the city. Now the get of not being in the city to the poskim. They want to say it does not mean she goes to the neighbor, comes back during the day, or go to Telstone, comes back. They want to say it means she went away. She did not be here. In those days, she went out of here. They didn't come back right away. They went away for a couple of days. Now, what exactly is a couple of days? That's number one. And number two, they say even in Be'ir, she goes away. For example, they go to Beit HaKlamah, she gives gave birth. They went away for a couple of days. They want to tell you that the ear is not a din ear. It's the associated that she went away. Therefore, she went away. Today we travel back and forth very constantly. It has to be a couple of days. And she's a Beit HaKlamah, she went away. Beit HaKlamah is a... what? Fine, exactly. So, then also, she's not in the house. Also, they want to tell her to be mutter. Sorry?
You're
going to see her. Let's go up. There's no... It's not her bed. It's not my yacht. This is good. Bed from Yusuf. It's not her bed anymore. It's not hers.
Her bed there, you can't
say. Yeah.
Anyone leaning on the bed?
Can you leaning
on the bed?
Pasha, this is only sitting or lying.
Not
sitting alone. Yeah.
Mother and baby.
No.
What's
the bed?
Her bed?
So, what's the bed? Mind she slept in one time. They want to say Deepa's not off. She slept in her bed. No, putting things down. You get to hotel and she takes the bed first. No. They want to tell her Deepa's not off. You have to lie there. Now,
so
there.
So,
of course, even when she's not in Ida. It's her bed. Now, there. Bets when we discuss a bed, there are really four aspects of bed. There's a blanket, there's a sheet, there's a mattress, and there's a frame. So which one of the four are we discussing over here? So you read the Chachma Zodom and he says even a blanket is nifl get of a mito. Now the word the Chachma Zodom is dafka blanket that's miyuchot to her. Let's say you have matching set blankets and they lav dafka the miyuchot. What's the loch in that case? So therefore the Marakoyin or the Yatsi the one time nice is mutter. The holy side is mito miyuchot and the blanket, the word of the Chachma Zodom, miyuchot. The blanket usually are not miyuchot and therefore should not be a problem. There is, they do bring down a chaz nishu says souls nochin to be machmir. And Halachah says avadu, they got mixed up together. Avadu la take whichever one you want. Mai says there's no dinim yichud to it. So even though the loch applies to a blanket, lav dafka really applies to our blankets if they're not yichud. The second thing, what about the sheets? It applies. There the Paiskim say it also applies. It's not chachmasodim, but the Pesach Chuvah is very clear on the page. It says even sheets. He had the kash and the taz. Said they had to shalom b'fonim to go on the sheets. Therefore applies to the sheets also. The other ma'isa, it's on the bed, usually doesn't fall off. And even when it gets in this Arif, still the B'yashim wants to be machmer. He wants to say a sheet has more of a taiva or a hero, less than a blanket, and if he wants to be more machmer on sheets.
If you wash the sheets.
No, if you wash it a little bit, then the Vada says no problem. Once you wash it, it's soft all over again. The Vada side blanket side sheets, not a problem. Next thing, what about a mattress? So the ma'isa comes out, the Chachma Zodom Pesach Chuvah discussing sheets and blankets, the Chura, what's Shulchan Aruch discussing? We left with the mattress and frame. That's the pashas we left with. I'm not talking about that. Blanket and pillow, the same thing, pashas.
She likes to start pillow, you like to start.
So then be miyuchad. Then be the lach of miyuchad. Then be also. If you don't care, then be not miyuchad. Those won't be Michael. Now, look, pashas, we're not talking about a case that's even the mattress, that Rashi is very clear, right? Even the mattress is also. Oh, Yitzchak once said Shulchan Aruch does not mean that, it means pillows and blankets, once the mattress is motor, but Pashas and Shulchan Aruch, you left with the way the Pesach Chuvah understands it, discussing the mattress itself. What about the frame? That means, for example, you want to switch mattresses, you want to switch beds, because for whatever reason the kid's crying over there, and she wants to be next to the kid, and you have to run tired the next day, so therefore she wants to be Eishes Chayil. So fine, so Maisa, you want to switch mattresses, what about the frames? You have to switch the frames also. Maisa, that's Machloikis, Levushi Oz says the frame is nifl to get a bed, the Pritai ones say it's not, and among the Heindigas form, really Heindiga, they discuss this point, it's not exactly clear what the frame is nifl into. Fine. Sorry? No, that's the Pasha says not. No one seems to say the place in the room. No one seems to say that halacha. Now, what is nichol negedo of a bed? The Maisa said a bed miyuchot the Maisa is osir. What about a other case? Let's say it's not a bed. For example, let's say a couch. So first of all, a couch usually is not miyuchot. Sometimes he falls asleep, sometimes she falls asleep. So the Maisa says something that's not miyuchot that's club among the place can provide it, it's going to be motor. If she is miyachid to go to sleep on, maybe you have a problem. I don't think anyone has such a problem usually. Usually they fall asleep on the couch, and therefore the place can say in the couch, that is not a problem. But let's say you have a couch that you open up and make it into a bed. And it's usually when you go somewhere for Bendisman or whatever, that suddenly get these type couches that they give you to sleep on. So what happens if she sleeps and the one's open and you close it together? So do you say Parm Chodosh Balakan or Mice has nothing to do with the bed or Stomach or Marakoin? Or do you want to say Mice have close to her bed or Ziolobach and say Mice you can't even sit on it even when the bed is closed up and therefore be also? Fine, Yeshodli, Yeshalam, nearly more Parm Chodosh, no Shaykhis, but Mice Brazil says not the way.
You can't sit on the bed, but on the couch, but you can sit on it.
No, they take you. You open up and you fold it back in. Put it back in.
They have step one, step two.
Someone on the couch. How? Oh, then there's other way. Then that's the way you open up. There's other time that you take out. Then they won't say any chanami. So you can sit on the top. That is no shaykhus. That's pasha maskim. Now, fine. That's Now also in other cases discussed, it does happen that let's say you go to visit your in-laws for Pesach and you go back to your in-laws house and you go back and put into your wife's bedroom she had for 15 years. Now she always had one bed, there's another bed in the room, usually the roommate's not there anymore. Now, is it her bed or not her bed? Is it her bed? The maestro, she had it for 15 years. So well, B'Yashiv says over, they bring down, the Bushi also the same thing, that if you go for every Shabbos and that's how you are in your Echamis Miucho, but you go once in a while, Bizman Rochok, it's only Pesach Bizman Rochok, the Vat is not her bed, and if you can take the bed, it's not hers. Hagosha, I would have maybe argued the point, but Maestro, I didn't see anyone argue the point, so therefore the Maestro, it's Motor. I would argue, Maestro, it's her bed, she thinks it's her bed, she always says it's her bed.
Just switch mattresses, I understand.
What?
Switch mattresses and the frame?
No, if you want to switch everything, they didn't switch anything.
Seen a muck where it was.
My wife has a bed. I know. My in-laws put me in my wife's room. She always said that's her bed. Like, why is her bed? She's slept for 15 years.
Same lady switched the mattress.
No, it doesn't. Same mattress, same frame. Then happens again. We actually said it's not a problem. It's not Muchaber. It's not hers.
It's because it's on the right side. It's her bed, not because it's the same
bed. No, because it's her bed. It's her bed.
But
when she comes back, it's not a guest room, it's her bed. You did go in her bed. When a guest come, they throw them out. It's back to her bed. It's hers. It's hers. The total. I may have asked him, it's her bed. Fine, but nice again. We actually, Brazil say not that way. Fine, I can mechaber. Come on, Gemara says, Sepei, the loch of Tzafu Orochim is not then, something that moves. Now, this is Shalom, what the Neisvad hold, the Machmer Mekel, the Neisvad more, no, it could be Machmer also, but Ishchai says to be Machmer. The Safsal and Moon, the Mice is also. Now, what's the reason why it's also? Well, Chagi Shach and Taz, the Shach says, reason is one reason else in the Gia, where the Taz being examined is gone Vav, it's Alts Chibo. He's Alts Garm Chibo or Alts Negia. Now, first, what's the Gedda of Nidnon, something that's moving? It does not mean that it moves mitzad an outside factor, it means mitzad you. For example, an elevator moves, but it's not you, said the Paiskim of Adad's Motor. I'm going to say a train moves, but Mice has nothing to do with you. Mice is still a motor. The Gedda of this Nanay means you're causing the Nidnod, you're causing her to move. Therefore, it's either Chash Negiyah or Chiba, but the Gedda inside that you're causing this thing to move. Now, what happens, sometimes you have a table in the house that the missing the leg is a little bit wobbly and shaky, and you're eating together. Do you have to both be very careful not to touch the table, because if not, you end up moving the other person. So, Yitzchak, we have a nice letter to Chaim and to others, and everyone wrote back as motor. Well, Vaz also has there, it's motor. Either they come out as far, you'll be choshish, maybe you'll move the person. Well, the Maisa sitting on something is more different than your whole entire body that's sitting on it. Therefore, it's Mesiach is one to another. Putting your hands on something is not your whole entire body. Maybe it's more reason to be medical. Well, Maisa, as Chaim writes back, loin lovish lochosh. When the minig is not to be choshish, the thing, Maisa is allowed to be medical. Now, come along with the way the Maisa says over this halacha is it's Och. Safsal Orchim is not Mechuber. This bench is not Mechuber. What happens when it is Mechuber? It sounds like it's going to be Mekel. The Bada Shulchan declares to Pshatim how to read this Mechaber. What happens something that does move, you cause it to move, but the Maisa, it's Mechuber, it's going to be Mutter Osir. The Pashas of the Ramah, the Moshe is very clear that way in Tshuva, is something to Mechuber and you cause it to move, but the Maisa, it's Mutter. That means you have a park bench, the Maisa, it's screwed in to the ground, you're both sitting on it, no problem at all, sit up on it. Either Maisa is going up and down, you're moving one person to the other, there's no problem. When it's Mechuber, so it'll come out. But of course, this won't be a problem.
What is this? So why is
the
cover? Why is it? There's a cost of
it. No, it's not. There's a cost of it. It's either it's not Mesiach, it's part of the ground. Different swar, as I say. But
the part is it doesn't move very much.
No. So the mice, it really depends. No, the way the body says over the reason, because it's not made to move. It'll come out. The cecil, according to the body, will be also. It's made to move. The soid is not made to move. What? According to the way the body says the yisoid that this heter is, that it's not made to move, even though it is moving, echlami a swing or sisal will be also, even through the amal.
And the table.
No, I don't know. No, 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 no glachos.
No, the table's not made to move.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, but okay, can sign. The reason we make it, saying. Fine. So again, and the meister body brings out machlokes. A poiskim, it seems out the way the moisture goes, and seems more noitel that way. That's mechubal the meister will be makel if it's not made to move, even though it is moving. Now it says the Ramah from the Agudal Meister, a hefzik in between is motor. The way the Ramah brings it down, he says v'yishmatim those who are makel. Don't say he's passing lekula. You have an odoming mafzik in between. Meister the poiskim mechav mazon of oyit say vade. If someone's in between a vade, can be makel, even though you're moving the person. You're sitting on one side of the bench, you're sitting on the other side of the bench, you're going up and down and moving it. But as should be also, you have a hefzik of a person in between a vade that's motor. Now the what Ramah did leave out, can you put something in between an object without a person? He left it out. The Agudah says you're allowed to. Shalom among the swam is manenu. If you can't put a hefstick in, how big the hefstick has to be? Is a tissue box okay? Is a hat okay? You need something big, something small. Swam is manenu argue the point exactly what they get, if it's mutter, when it's mutter. Fine, that's the second aspect. The third aspect in the Sifhei is the Ramon calls on right and says a person goes by Kala Achas, Besfina Achas, Rach Lederch Letayol, Ginsapades, and the Maitis also. There's a big shaila, how exactly do you read this Ramon? There are two ways to understand this Ramon. Again, we had the first law in the Ramah says what? When it's moving, it's also. The second law of the Ramah is what? It's going, the Tiyul is going to be also. Now the second halacha building off the first halacha, that means it's the same klom, the same gedarim, or no, it's halacha b'fnei atma, you cannot go l'tayel. Tayel is also. The way our Moshe writes, and Chachmas Adam goes this way, that it's building off the first halacha. Misnanenes l'maishas osir, when's it osir? Only l'tayel. When's it tzorich? Or be motor. And if we're going to tayel, you put an adam in between, also be motor. It's the same, it's building off the locha beforehand. The others, they want to know. The way the Archa Shulchan says, no, there's a locha b'fnei atzmo, the tayel itself, in and of itself, is osir. A pashto nafkamino is, can you take a walk with your wife, where there's no misnanenes over there? Stam, take a walk when she's in need, you can take a walk together. The way the Archa Shulchan understands, and he writes very clearly, the Gedi is what a loch and loch do misnanenes. You're not moving the person. Stam the problem taking a walk the tayel, why it's in him chivo. Therefore, even taking a walk stam is also taking a walk in the park when she's in need is also. The way Moshe writes, and Moshe writes the truth clearly, vada is motor. The whole issue of the Ramah is why is al misnanenes chash negiya might touch the person. Here when a walk, there's no chash negiya, and a vada you're allowed to take a walk with the person. The evil comes out to this halacha, the Ramah's machlokes, what does it mean? And it comes out, there are two things that gate to this Ramah. First of all, do you have the terium that a hefzik in between works? And second of all, also, you have to come to Asir when you take a walk with a nidona. The Chshulchan is machmel, and the Moshe is mekel, the Moshe Chachmazon is mekel, and even the Bada is mekel. He has these two stardom. What does come out, interestingly, is what happens. Now those again, Akshulan said you cannot take a walk with your wife. Or didn't people pass in this way, that those who Biasha pass in this way, you cannot take a walk with your wife when she's in need of. So Lochan, Evanez, and Simonchov Alav Sefei, the Ramah over there being Zan, cannot do Chiba Barabim. With your wife when she's sore. That means if Adi, you cannot do Chiba Phoenician Barabim. Pasha is also. You cannot hold your hands Barabim. It's also. Therefore, can you take a walk with your wife when she's sore? Barabim. The fear of Archa Shulchan that says that taking a walk with her is an Isser when she needs a wild schibo. Therefore, when she's tall, before you cannot take a walk either.
They don't know where you're going. You're going to the store.
It's Friday night. You go strolling down the whole Kibo. You're doing the shoulders. Your wife, doing her shoulders and stuff. All she's in the robe. You're walking down shoulders. Mm-hmm. Fine. Lamai says it also motor. So the Isser question. So the Yom Zilba is a true one of on this as Nidbu. And he writes about Rechol B'nei B'kiva, which got the attacks it, and what goes on over there. B'nei B'kiva, it's called? Rabbi Akiva. Fine. So there he says, he writes this, he brings down this Ramah, and he brings down the Ramah over there, and says, even when she's mutter, it's also, it's Chiba B'rabim. So rather, I don't like taking walks, I tried this one with my wife. So I told her, first of all, no, maybe you can't take a walk with you when you're awesome, when you're mutter, maybe you can't take a walk with Yom Zilber, and I told this for us, B'kan L'kan. She says, no, I'm asking if she likes taking walks. I said, fine, call her Reuben, whatever he says. So she did. She called her Reuben, Marikain. And he said, even when it's off, you're allowed to take a walk. So she tells me now, you got to take a walk. But Maisa, you want to be Machmer, like a Biashir, and you want to be Machmer, like an Oroch HaShulchan. Maisa, that you say you cannot take a walk with the Nido. What about the Zaloch, the Samor? It's true, you cannot take a walk with her when she is even Torah. The whole difference for us is why it's time to make even on this side. First of all, the Binyamin Zilber himself, he defends himself with Chelvav, right back to him, two tshuvas, what are you talking about? He goes back on it. But the Mice says, once for all, first of all, once the minhag of the Rabbim is to do it that way, so the Mice is not Chibur Rabbim anymore, because the Olam does it. That's once for Yesh Latin. A second thing is, the walking itself is not Chibur. The walking itself, Be'etzim, is Mutter. And to somebody do it after meal on Shabbos, why? Because you want to digest the food, you want to take a relax, you want to take a break. Sometimes it ends up being chibur, but the pu'ula itself, chibur finishik for Rabbi Mabad is also. The pu'ula is chibur. Holding hands, the pu'ula is chibur. Taking a walk, the pu'ula is not chibur. Sometimes it might be chibur, because the person sees you, thinks it might be chibur, that's not really chibur for Rabbi in essence, in and of itself.
But
is everyone going to hold his ulcer?
Ask
him around? No, that's the cash they asked him. So the Cholkim wrote him, saying there's an inner vachok and an inner chibo. The Ashot is only an inner vachok. And he says, and if they want to tie him, walking is only a chok. And he wrote back, no, Ashot is a chok and this is chibo. He's mechal between the two. Well, but Ech Shiel, the Maestro Moshe says, you'll take a walk when you need us, therefore you don't have this, excuse. Yeah. Now, what happens? Can you go in a car with your wife, with the mice of the cushion itself move in the back? And that's in the two different shalik. You go in the car with your wife when it's not l'derech l'tayel, and when it is l'derech l'tayel. Now, we're going to case when you're not the driver, and the driver you might tiny ever have to because he is farm. Let's say you're not driving, singing, going in a taxi, singing in the back. What happens? You go first l'derech l'tayel. Time you're going, you can move the person. So one shaila is, first of all, is the car something that you move? Is it movable or not? So come along with Moshe. Moshe says, first of all, a car is not mitnanedes. The car itself is a heavy thing. It weighs a couple of tons. The Moshe says, not movable. That's Aleph, he says. Now the Soyd everyone agrees. Now that means it comes out. If the car is not movable, you have two separate seats in the car. About that, everyone agrees it's motor. Let's say you have the back of a taxi is one long couch. The mice, you sit upon it, and you sense the other person. You do sense the other person when he sits down. Is that motor also? So come along first to Moshe, and he says, based upon his Soyd, that he says the Ramah holds that something that's mechuber and yet it moves is still going to be motor. That's how you subshad Ramah. He says, holding the cushion. Also, since the cushion is mechubar to the car, the maisa is mechubar, it's in like memstah, it's a karko, therefore the cushion that's attached to the car, so the maisa is also motor. No problem, even though she senses you, it's what's the loch like? It's like being mechubar. And mechubar the loch, even though it's moved, it's motor. So first, that's one thing the maisa says, you last in the back of the taxi, first going on the derech. Somebody, that's aleph. Now, those who want to argue, the b'yashiv, or the b'adei shulchan says, they quote maisa and they disagree, and they say, first of all, if it's really mechubar, you got a point here, but mice not really mechubar. Mice, the cushions move. Fine, it's machloikis, the mice says, they know the American swarm go like a Moshe, and on the hunger of the Americans, they go to the back of a taxi. Why the mice, the cushions attached to the car, and the car, the mice is mechubar, no problem. But Oid says, Moshe, even the derech l'tayel also is motor. Why? Because he goes on saying, the whole entire loch of the second Ramah is building off the first Ramah, and therefore, just like the first Ramah says the head to when it's mechubar, also the second Ramah is mechubar, is motor. So come along with Moshe, first he said the car is mechubar. Second he says Pshan, the first Ramah, when it's mechubar, it's motor even though you move the person. And third he goes on and saying that even the Tayel is motor, why? Because it has all that term of the first Ramah.
Why is
it
different than
Adela? No, he says that Meister is not mechubar. He says a small boat moves a person, and a big boat does move a person. He says a big boat's no problem. So he says the car is like a big boat. Like all those, they said, they're the whole thing, they're very big ones maybe, but they're small ones, so you sat down, they would plop back and forth.
They say that even in the front
and
the back.
The case of the dash was front and back, make sure not to touch each other, but I mean, but, they move back and forth, but Moshe says, a car is no problem even with Tayel. Now, the Bada Shulchan argues only with Tayel, he wants to be Mekel, he says even with not with Tayel, well, my father, my sister's father, Nolan Hogan, is with Mekel going back in the car, even for a trip.
Svinas have like a banana.
Svina, so when Moshe says it means a small, he writes very clearly, it does not mean a big boat, it means a small boat. Because why? It moves a person, and the big boat doesn't move a person.
What about
Amdoy? He is Amdoy, he's something that moves it. He is Amdoy, because anything that moves it, not didn't the small big, the didn't what, moves not moves. And once you understand that Ramah is building off the first halacha, whatever the first halacha is. Again, if you want to say the second Ramah is not moving the first Ramah, and it's not me, that's all the shulchan. Once it's building off the first Ramah, misanenes, whatever get a misanenes is. That's a big boat. You're going on a big ship, you're not moving anything, right? So it's not Maduik Ramah, that's what it means.
Yeah, that's if there's a clear between, then you're supposed to
Yeah, then even Rabbi Yashiv and the Bada says mutar, no problem.
That's right. The lice in the car, you could be
putting in the car. So again, it's mechuber, so what? According to Moshe, it doesn't make a difference. Because he calls it mechuber, that move doesn't make a difference.
And Angola is not
so he doesn't go with memsar, it goes very heavy. I said the word memsar, take the words back. It goes very heavy, that's mukhubar.
So
not in the memsar, it's
mukhubar.
It's attached. It's not something that's movable. They come from the Be'er Shem on the side and the Be'er Shem from Yehuda. Heavy beams. Right? Heavy beams is all. The mice is not attached, it's heavy, whatever.
No, but if you say the bar, like what I've been saying, the bar doesn't move that much, then here. But if you say the bar that's there of movement, is the car moving? What's the thing? So, yeah.
I'm going to argue the Moshe, defend the Moshe.
And it doesn't move.
Whoever
looks high,
it doesn't move that much.
This
also doesn't move that much. It doesn't move a lot.
What?
Going in the car moves a lot?
No. If you understand the part,
I don't know, guy,
the
it's better if it's heavy. It's a couple tons. It's not movable.
If you go with the bar, then
no, maybe later. Later. Fine. Next look at Sifov. Maisa halacha that's sleeping together in one bed. Now, first of all, this halacha is really a kolsh game, but maisa means even when it's not bed miyuchoter, you cannot sleep in one bed. Now, the body points out lav dafka sleeping means even lying down in one bed. Even stam two people lying down with begadim and stam tishmu is also be also. You only can sit, but you can't lie down in one bed. Now, this halacha dafka when she's in the bed, she's not in the bed, maisa avada. It's more term. That's the mechaber. Very simple, straight up tomorrow. Now come along with the Amar. The Amar says the beds also cannot touch each other. Cannot touch each other. Now the place can say Ikra din, but Ikra means they cannot touch each other. Mean a mashu is mutter. As long as there's a space of a mashu between, that's mutter. Because Ketshuva sounds that way. However, the Anhoga seems to be the Swam give either a size of a tefach, or the blankets cannot reach each other, or the hands sticking out, or a different gedam they like giving. But that's again we said Chumro or Anhoga, the right thing to do. Some say you should have a night table in between. Fine, Echshir to Mechalak, but the Vader, let's say you're stuck, you know, the option of Vader, make it in a Mashul for is good enough. However, the Anhoga is much more than that. Mashul is enough to show there's two different beds. That's the Chur of the side over here. The side is a snappy one bed, two separate beds. That means you won't roll over because there's space in between. Two separate beds. Two separate beds. Now, they do discuss what happens if you have a headboard that connects the two beds. The Maisa is actually the one bed or not. There are Yashiv and others want to be Meikel. Badi wants to be Machmer. Yishlod and Fensu, yes. There are different types of beds. And they make it to one bed. For example, you have a bunk bed. Is actually the one bed or not actually the one bed? So the Badi seems to say it's a Achiyim. The Maisa of Yashiv wants to say a Badi. The whole Yisoid looks like it's one bed. The Yisoid does not look like one bed. That's the top, that's the bottom. And therefore, Yashiv is real. They want to say a Badi is Mutter. No problem to go on the bunk bed.
And you feel the other one.
So it really depends. Like my kids have a bunk bed that's attached to the wall. It's not a problem if it moves, because then you have them anyway. The mechaber. If it does move, you then get involved with the dafka l'tayel. It's not l'tayel. Depends how you understand the Ramah is building one for another. So you have two reasons why maybe can be meikel. Now this halacha is dafka in a bed. Let's say it's not a bed. Two cases. One, first of all, you sleep on the floor. Second, you sleep on a chair. For example, on the airplane. Can you sleep side by side on an airplane? The mice is two chairs that are connected. And sometimes in a space, a mushroom is space, but Maisa, Lechura, it can even be one thing. It's going to be also a motor. So the way the Kitzur brings down, he says that you sleep on the floor, he says, even though there's no two beds over there, still he wants to ask if you punim l'punim, and he's been machar karba in between, the bada brings it down, machar kalat. Now, the other place can don't seem to bring down this Kitzur, I'm not exactly sure where he got it from, and the steamers, all the swarms seem to call Daka Lochas in the bed. I know the Meister of Berkowitz Baskin that on an airplane is not a problem. There's din miyuchid in bed and not in a kisei. The locha is clearly about a bed. You cannot touch each other. The kisei wants to be makel. The Meister lechua, the svara of the kitzur of the ego, just turn your head the other way. It won't be a problem anyway. You don't have to sleep facing your head to head. You just turn the other side. Also, lechua will not be a problem calling the kitzur on arach.
Is it something like sleeping under a bed like for food? You can't sleep under.
No, that's sakana. That's no.
But it's in bed, so the same thing here.
No, that's not in bed. That's even no. This is Chibo, this is Sakono, no.
Does that get on a plane with 300 people have any effect on the halacha?
I don't think. Let's say you get beds in the airplane. Will it make a difference? Will be also? Will be also, right?
Singapore Airlines has beds.
No, also, let's go to a business class or first class. I'm not sure we'll do a business class. See, regular class is no beds. Business class, they lie down making the bed. It might say they have something in between, so it won't be a problem. But they have it side by side, I nearly will be a problem. I think it's two beds, bad zone. Certainly first class. Fine, that's
a
survival.
What's the problem? It's two separate beds, they don't have the whole problem. Because they're attached on the bottom?
They are, I'm
yeah,
not, depends.
Right?
I'm not exactly sure how, depends how they're set up. Depends which company, depends LL or any other thing you want.
No, but what's
fine.
The problem? Because they're attached, that makes sense.
It's one bed, you can't touch it. The bed touch each other's also. That's a locker, right?
Even if there's a space.
From meeting the guests, it was a locker. As far as I know, they touch each other.
Even if there's a space between the cushions where you're sitting?
They're touching each other.
Yeah.
The beds, everything. Fine, the whole thing touches each other.
Underneath.
It's not that somebody's only one hand rest, one's ear flying on, one hand rest, two hand rest, it's all one. But next halacha is l'stakel. The halacha l'stakel makom chus l'maisis. Also, magula is klar, it's mutter. Now, first, makom magula l'maisis mutter, to understand that, what's the reason for it? It says the shach, hoil li muteres lo l'achaz man, since the mutter to her, to him, after time is mutter. Let's clarify, Shaila, how far do you take this for that pas besali is being mutter? The example, let's say you have chuppas nido. You're not tashmish yet. Do you need also come on to this for you have to have a bia and therefore a toik of yitzroi? Not toik of yitzroi? Or the maestro, it's good enough, this for the shach. Hov mutteres l'achazman, and bov le'michshol. The maestro, tomorrow night you're going to the mikvah, it won't be a problem. So this halacha of istaklus, that's more, it's mutter on the face. Is that dafka after bia, even before bia? The steamers of the shach in the place can sound like. Pas besali is motor, even when chup is needed, the maaser should be motor. There's our flaw in Ebenezer Simcha Aleph. He writes over there, the maaser it's also. Kaimon Posh is also an interesting writer from Rabbi Akiva. Akiva in the Dav Chof and the Zara says, they saw the Ashes to Nusrafis Arasha, and he saw when he saw her, he laughed, he cried, and he spit. And he knew in the future, well, Hakadosh Baruch Hu can end up marrying her. Now the Gemara is also the stackle this Isha. So the Gemara saw over Karen Zovis, was also the stackle, this is Pas besali, and who's going to marry her? He knows, Achaz Mask, Mimutu, it might take a couple of years, but Mais is Pas Besali. El Mais says, Flo, Klo, we see Pas Besali, Nidavka, Tashmish. That's his right. So everyone deals with this. The Reish Chaim Zonnefeld says, what he has like three pages on this. He says, first of all, Ruach HaKodesh, Va'idav Shalom Al-Oilam, fine, numerous times that come up. But this is our flaw, is Raya, and everyone has to deal with his Raya. Fine, and partially, Yesh L'Chalik Harabi. The Mais, the way the Pardis Simcha says, Halach l'maisa, all gdol ha'ro say chubas nidas mutla stachlis on her face. Now l'maisa, all gdol ha'ro yesh lodin, l'maisa l'biyashu is machmer, fine, so gilt is machmer, fine. L'maisa, the bada shulchan by b'sarachin, he brings down machloikis in oitza paiskim, he brings down evanezun, the afloa and machloikis. Fine, l'maisa, machloikis in paiskim, if it's chubas nidas mutla stachlis or not. Let's go to the assumption, l'maisa, it's mutu, walk the part of Simcha says gdol ha'ro. Let's take it a step further now. When you're engaged, you get married, let's say 2 days later, or 10 days later, is mutla stachlis? Pas besaloi. Why? Because hoyel v'hi mutes loyel achaz man. Can't miashim minig oilam. That comes out of l'maisa. Fine. So when you engage, you allow the stakel on your wife. But before you engage, you have a mitzvah, you have a chiv to why shem t'tir don't mugunu after l'chmeicha. Once you're engaged, you're getting married, you know you're very happy the way she looks. You allow the stakel when you're engaged or not. So hoyel v'hi mutes loyel achaz man. Forget the flaw. The flaw is being what? She said yes once you engaged.
You're engaged, but you didn't have a kiddushin yet.
Yeah? You want to know the guy said the moment I saw her, I knew the first moment. Fine, he's not clear. No, but you're engaged, the chas in 2 weeks now, and your parents saying whether you like it or not, we paid for it. You get divorced afterwards, we're going to the chas now. No, let's say you're happy with her. Some people are, right? They're getting married. So the maisa, hope of the achaz man. It's a let's think about it. Chubas nido should go to mikvah 11 days later. But here, chas is the next day. Chubas nido 11 days later, you'll be mekel, and chas the next day, be machmer. It's more of a homo teresloi l'achaz, and more the svar the shach to be mekel, the chubas nido. It's besal, you're getting, she has to go to mikvah, here she has to put the ring on her finger. Fine, probably the same thing, if she's going to do it, I guarantee she's not backing down. Now what? So the maestro, the words of the shach, homo teresloi l'achaz, man, again, the Yerushalayim Zonnefeld discussing this case specifically. The shayl over there tries very hard to say avad is also. The bigger taina why Yerushalayim Zonnefeld says mutter, because says minig ha'olam that way, and therefore he wants to say avad should be mutter. Now yesh lot in this case, but Yoman Zilma and Toys for Stachlis is involved. He writes something is mutter. The way the Yitzhak Poiskim brings him down, says mutter legamri. They manage to they write stark against him. The Vayatzer writes his tshuva back to Yoman Zilber, and so he starts off. But Mokim Mechil Hashem Ein Cholkim Kovad the Rav. Therefore. He really, and I'm fine, Menashe Klein writes a letter back, says in a nice way that he disagrees. Machlokes are Poiskim. Now, the way of Binyamin Zilber is a middle case. He Be'etzim holds that He's very clear. He defends himself. Chelik Vav, Chelik Gimel, and numerous Swami defend himself. He's not coming to matter staklus shem yofi. He says the flaw is matter staklus shem yofi staklus by all nashim. Now the yofi, la look at even ish ish. He was machmer staklus by all nashim by your kala when you engage in ladu staklus as long as you're not doing a staklus shem yofi. You last tackle when you look, talk to the person, last see the person, but not the shame to have a no, if you can let me enjoy her looks.
That you can do by
no, that's not by it's tackless. The flaw says that it's tackless, not Leofi is mutter. The person argue. The regular issue is you allow a tackle, loyalan also. We hold this also, Mishagura. That's not a stackless, that means it's steer to take in. Steer to take in. No. Are you a stackle and steer to take in without the same yefi? So it basically comes out la locha. The Rosh Hashanah sounds like everything's mutter. The Mizoma says not the same yefi a stackle is mutter. The others hold stack against it. And the real shal is understand the shach. And when I was engaged, I asked the Rav, and the Rav told me to tell me it's mutter, you can't get. It's not. Tell me it's also you can't get. That's minigah elam. Fine. Maisa yesh lod and yesh l'ayin. Maisa, I think everyone has passed that stage. So it's only their columnus.
If you have the
chuba in place. Now, also shall over here, the derech is stakless, mokum mugula is motor, mchus is also the big tumor. What does mokum mchus in this case mean? Mokum mchus means between her and the husband, whenever they're around alone, that's the way she dresses. Anything that's enough to be nichli, get a mokum mugula. For example, let's say the husband and wife is around, and she always has her hair uncovered. Why she's not machmer? It's kimcha about the person to be machmer. Nochin lachmer. But let's say she's not machmer. She always has her hair uncovered. Is that nichli get a mokum mugula? Or no, mokum mugula is negate a fremd dimension, to a stranger. The way the Moshe Tshuva writes, Pasha, the Gedder is what happens when they're alone together. Whatever the Gedder is, let's say she'll be any Gedder, any Halacha, that she'll be just the husband, she always dresses that way, just the husband's Mutter. Therefore, Moshe says, I hear Lamaisa's Mutter, no problem. Sad Hashanim, those who want to be Machmer, the Bada brings down these two Tzadim over here. Is it Sad again, Mitzad a friend dimension? Mitzad, they themselves alone. The Vaz, sorry?
On the feet.
All same shallow. Same thing. Ladak here means feet. Let's say she walks short sleeves. Anything, any getter, whatever she's around, just the husband. The more minor crowd, the even more. They even do more when this husband's around. Whatever that getter is, that'll be according to Moshe should be more tainah klami. Because whatever you do with alone with your husband, why the svar is it's out hergel, a taiva, a meisa. That's how she always is. There's no hergel, there's no taiva for it.
Is there a difference in the bedroom and the rest of the house?
Not sure how to answer. It depends who is saying this. Saying over emotion. People say over emotion differently. Emotion is clear. It's clear what he says. People will take it to different levels. A similar case to this. Meister Kol Sarah Meister to those who make Kol Moshe and those who Machmer or Vosner or Lubushayaz Kodeshani. A similar case. What about the Kol Zimra hearing her sing? Now, just like we know, Kol Sarah is also. Is it erev of the meister machloikus? What about hearing you sing? Is that going to be mutter also? So Pischa Tshuva says he has a hekish. The Gemara says enough you gimel, but just like whatever ish is also, who didn't buy a your wife should be also. And therefore he wants a taino that your wife you cannot hear her sing. Now it ends up tzorachin. Vikar first taino against the Pischa Tshuva is the hekish is not true. Vikarai is mokum mugula, but ish is mutter the stakel. No, it's also. By your wife is mutter, before shalocha is mutter. So first I see the hekish isn't true. Now, once the echoes are not true, Mugula is Mutter, Mechus is also, what is called Zimra? Hearing a sing, what is that? Is that Mugula or Mechusr? Hearing a sing, the Mice only do Rabbanah. But the Mice, if you hear it constantly all the time, is that Mugula or Mechusr? So, there are, the Anhog, as far as I know, by the Bnei Yeshiva, is Mutter, Machmer, Moshe, Sri Machmer, Kitzar, Choshulchan, they write very clearly, also. Kitzar, Choshulchan, Mice says, also. At Sem Nashayim, of those who are Mekel, the Taifis, who aim, Mice is Mekel, of the Yashu, Paskins, Lakulo, he says, no problem. Shlomo Zalman says, Mekadin, also, it's Mutter. And the Sisliyazi says motor, the Rabbi Yosef says motor, they come along and say, why is Nichol Geder Megula? I just quoted more coolers, but Maisim much more Machmer, and the Anhog is to be Machmer. Just, there are times, sometimes, is what to be Samech upon. For example, let's say you go to Shabbos meal by the family, and the family says, oh, what's the big deal? Now she can sing, because only her brothers are here. How exactly you explain to them? Now you can't sing. So far, there's what to be Samech on, then not to embarrass people of other. Maybe she can't sing quietly. Maybe Mitzarek Talocha, that two voices are hearing together. I'm also that one Machmer. But there is what to be Samech on to be Mekel. Again, the Nogis we Machmer.
The married ladies are both allowed to hear her sing.
One, yes, as far as I know, why not? It says you cannot hear.
Cannot hear your
sister sing.
Sister sing when she's
sister
married.
Sing. Okay, without the chaznish, correct. Without the chaznish, if we go with halacha, like in Shulchan Aruch says, you're allowed to touch your sister. Simchah Aleph, you can do chibur fenisha. Kolchura, they have a single be same gather. Parshas Shulchan Aruch. Therefore, on that side, can you also on Shabbos hear her sing? Upon the mice again, it comes out that hearing, like eventually, comes out that by here of mice machlokes and singing machlokes, but Moshe by singing was machmer and by here was mekel, and the others were faket were mekel and singing. Rabbi Ashi was machmer here. How exactly that works out? Chur the Natali Zeb is two different sugyas.
It's
Natali Zeb is there. Could be singing in and of itself is a taiva. Hearing someone singing in essence is a taiva. Cyrus is betzim, it's not betzim. Forget it, it's not a real erva, right? Everyone knows Cyrus now. It's usually you should have Cyrus. It's not an etzim erva. When she gets married, it comes into a loch of erva. It's a loch of erva, not an etzim erva. Kol could be an etzim erva.
So if the
derech
is
to leave them both,
it's betzim erva.
So that means oysel mokum, if they could definitely go, yeah. Everything. What? So that's a shal where exactly shaykh fits in. Oysel mokum certainly. Shaykh yishlot. I'm not exactly sure where it fits in. Etzim erva, not etzim erva. Is it das yudas, das tarif? What is it? Fine. This is an agla. Yeah, but so is a kolbi sheva and sabi sheva. But what getter erva we're talking about? Tefri sheva. It's also erva. Question: which erva? This is etzim erva. This is halacha erva. Getter erva. There's a similar thing might be negated to this. Also, can you mahara on your wife? Stam, you might lahara mahara. Let's say the three. Can you mahara stam on your wife? She's not around. She went to a different city. Not shaktash. But can you mahara on your wife? There are three different cases discussed. Can you mahara when she's motor? Can you mahara? That's the three different shitas. Those hold Yilam Mahara even when she's Tomei. Those hold Yilam Mahara even when she's Tohar. And those hold Yilam Mahara when she's Tohar and not when she's Tomei. Now, it's not really I'm going to go for the sugi right now. Emotional mice says, Machmi has four different tshuvas saying about this also to Mahara even when she's Tohar. Why? Because it's in the Shmatim called Avara. Now, what Abrik was also say over means Yilam Mahara meaning during the day. However, B'shash Tash B'shilat Mahara, if you do Yilam Mahara, he says usually I explain that to Baal Tshuvas that way, not usually not Yeshiva guys, but Maisa. Everyone agrees B'shash Tash B'shilat to. This Shloi B'shash Tash B'shilat during the day, and Yeshiva Yilam Mahara not, according to that place, came three different cheetahs. Next halacha is the Sivches, Bogodim have to be miyuchid to her or not. Maisa, the word to Mechabe is Roy to be Mitziachid. Now, this way, our Hanhogab is Manenu or not. So, the Swarm is Manenu say, allow them say, and Chami Shur, the Chaznish, we have Kapamletsky, or Yashu, or Vosner, they say Roy to Mitziachid. Again, it's only Roy. As far as I know, the Nahoga really is not that way, unless you want a Taina. Let's think about it. When she sees Damsh, anyway, she's wearing a pad. When she's wearing Zainakim, she's wearing white anyway. So, you're talking about one day in between, so you never really know. Yesh Lotim, I'm not sure. But, before. Begum Yuchad is one thing. The Pashkin said one thing is enough. No, it can be even anything. Anything. No, not after. Fine, she sees it, so not actually has to see it. No, you have to see it. If you know she has it. When you.
I'm not sure.
The machlokes swarm is menenu is right to miyachad not. The fathers know the minig is more not to. The swarm say maybe you should, but maisa only in the roy. It's a roy thing to do. A one bag of the vat is enough. The Rashi of Maisa says enough that she's not wear takshitim that she usually would wear during the year. That's enough. One would wear less takshitim. That itself is enough. Now, next halacha, because she tiyul is kasher beidi dosoi, because she tiyul says it's father vadis better to might in the moshi in your takshitim. Now, is a shaila, is it a chiyuv for her, or she has, or is it a rishus or a chiyuv? Meaning, let's say she doesn't want to, shaila among the pricing, the body brings it down. Another shaila is a baal moichel, what the halacha is. Maybe he still should wear takshitim. Why is she not look at other Noshim. Fine, these are the separate shilas. So the interesting shilas they discuss is the Gemara in Ksubas Daldam Beis. The Gemara there says when she's in the oval, when your father-in-law or mother-in-law passes away, now lochas, you cannot be kaifin, you cannot force her to put on makeup. Says that you also shachar, that means you cannot force her when she's in the oval. However, otherwise you leave it at that. Fine, next halacha is Sif Yud. It says over there, it's if you had all malacha is mutter to be done by
everyone agrees with that?
No, he blacks Orchi and Ayol Sashachar. But the mice, that's the day of the Gemara. All malacha mice is called the Gemara, you can't do it because all malacha is mutter, it's nichlin getter of Abdus. Now, what about pouring for her? So, first, the two separate machlaikis over here by pouring something, is it dafka wine or is it other mashkin and oichel? That's one machlaikis, which. The machlokes among the gedolei paiskim, the Rashi says the halacha is dafka wine and not mashkin and oichel. And the maisha, there are those who paskin the Taz and the Kitzer and the Aruch HaShulchan, they paskin loch la maisha dafka yayin. Dafka yayin. Maisha, the anhoga is more like the Bach and Chach that says it's even all other mashkin and it's all food. They do come out, they want to make tzivufim out of it. But again, the machlokes are paiskim, the anhoga again is the issa of being mazig or naishato is sai by yain and sai by oichel and all mashkin and oichel. However, water the pleiskim is machlokes the pleiskim. What about water? Those who want to say water has no kshivas to it, and therefore be mutter by the shulchan being down for tzemach tzedek. However, Yitzchak over here wrote too, Reb Chaim and Nevin Tzom, they were machmer. Avnei Yashbi wants to explain why, because they sell water in bottles now and it's chashiv now, and therefore has to get a kshivas. In those days, water had no kshivas, and therefore he says to be machmer. So water is machlokes even noch the machmirim if you have to be machmer. And the way of,
that's the
Vosna says water and seltzer is mutter. Not like Avnei Yashbi, correct. Fine, but the mice again, so it comes out first, all mashkas and machlokes. Water itself is a second machlokes. That's one machlokes. Now the mice, if you're going to bring it to the person, how do you bring it? So the different ways of doing it, do it with your left hand, or if you're ready, do it with your right hand. Another way is to bring it, shloi b'fonav, that means the person sitting over here, put it over here. Pasha, that's enough, the cholkim, but pasha is putting it in the shloi b'fonav, that also is mutter. Now turning away your face, is that good enough or not? Machlokes, the badei, or vosner, yeshlod. No, the those won't say far away. Pasha the place can go nowhere as long as it's nikkur, it's not where the person sits. That should be enough. There is a Rushi Oz wants to be machmir, but another loch. Let's say she does give it to you and serve it to you, and the maisa, what happens with the yever? Can you eat it or not? The maisa, do you make a knas? So the badei said sarachin. The pleiskim bakers say, the yashiv and others say there is no knas. However, the yashiv also says you can just take it back and it won't be okay what already happened. It won't be a problem. That's one. Again, the nachashel is getter of this maziga. Is it dafka maziga and bringing it, or even just bringing it? Just bringing it. So maisa is also machlokes. Then hagel also is more to be machmer that just bringing it in and of itself is going to be also. The way how the Badei paskins at the end of the day, since he says we have two different machlokes, is it dafka wine or oichel? Is it dafka with preparing and bring it, or only bring it? He says by meichel, eshet tzarich, it can be meichel, no problem. That means people want to say sometimes to other people around, a little bit embarrassed, and you want to know why you did not put it in front of your husband. By food, the meichel, you have two reasons to be meichel. First, our chasholchon, the kids say you go like the Taz. Second of all, maybe the loch is dafka, you do two things, the shota, bringing itself, the meichel won't be also. Therefore, the Badei shulchan says that eshet tzarich, it can be meichel. He said, but Yain he says to be Machmir. Mazig could be also. I think so, yeah. Now, Shinoi, yeah, Bada Shinoi will help. But let's say Kindu is Shinoi. Let's say because you're left again already, or because people won't be Nikkur, you're embarrassed, whatever the case is. They said, sorry, he can't be Mekel. But I can't be Sifim. My son, write to you, I'll tell us if you're Zain. And this man.
Sit here that you like. That shit is yours?
No.
Here, by the way, what is it?
Here we go.
I just need a drink.
What?